This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 29, Resurrection of the Body. Our reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. While we are alive, our spirits are united with our bodies. When we die, our spirits depart, and our lifeless bodies return to the earth. Is that the final destiny for our bodies? Some religions welcome death as a release from the prison of the body. But according to the Bible, God made us to have both souls and bodies. Moreover, He made our bodies good. So when the two are separated by death, we cease to be as God made us. For that reason, we say with the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. How can that be? Our bodies are vulnerable and frail. They break down and eventually just give out. Yet our bodies remain integral to who we are as God has made us. Without our bodies, we are no longer fully ourselves. For all of us who believe in Christ, we can take great comfort that when we die, our souls will immediately be with Jesus. And when Jesus returns, our bodies and souls will be reunited. Then we will again be fully ourselves. On that day, though, our bodies will no longer be frail and mortal. Death will be conquered, and we will have glorified bodies, just like Jesus' body at His resurrection.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.